I've just arrived over at the very PC stand on 57, and their statement is, green IT is growing into something more sustainable. Now, I've seen many ATX cases for a long time, and indeed units that run low power. In fact, you can get Linux boxes that run about 11 watts. I'm very interested in this, because what's very cool about this is that they have a piece of software called Peekaboo. Uses your webcam and face recognition to turn your monitor off, which is sounds like a little bit of a neat trick, but I like the idea of using something that's already on your machine to actively do something like that. I'm standing with
Pete Phillips.
Hello, Pete.
How do?
Tell me a little bit about Broadleaf.
Right, Broadleaf is, it's basically guilt-free IT, or as close to it as you're going to get. It's an aluminium ultra small form factor chassis. The aluminium is sourced from Iceland. It's smelted using the geothermal energy that's there, so the carbon footprint associated with the raw material is very low. Then that aluminium shipped to Hull, turned into the chassis in Hull, and then shipped to us at Very PC in Sheffield. So the actual chassis only travels about 65 miles. If you compare that to a tier one manufacturer, you're talking about at least 12,000 miles before it gets turned into a usable product. And then it has to go into the supply chain, which is long and adds a lot of transport miles again. So on top of just that, it is a Intel on Intel solution. So you've got an Intel motherboard, Intel dual core or quad core processors, and we're moving on to the i5 technology.
And it's the Ion chipset, for a guess, for the video.
The chipset is the X4500s.
Okay, but I wonder why you got HD high definition graphics up there. I should mention it on the side of the wall. We've got carbon neutral for 5 years, high definition graphics, reduced toxicity, high energy efficiency. So that it plays back HD then, does it?
It does, yes. It will. All of the Broadleaf range will actually drive two monitors at HD. So for a home solution, it's very good. It's not a gaming solution.
No.
It's not what we're into.
Okay, and what sort of watts does that run at?
About 27 to about 33, depending on the internal componentry.
Okay.
That's under Windows 7 Pro.
Okay, and is there anything solar that could run that?
Yeah, they will. It's a 12-volt power supply.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can run it off a solar panel if you want to.
Okay. So, how much do these sort of retail at? For the basic model?
For the basic model, you're talking about £450, okay, give or take.
Okay. And do you think, buy something like that over a Mini ATX similar to that, based on the things that you've got up there? You know, the fact that you've managed to have the aluminium smelted down at the source. I think that's amazing, to be honest. Who came up with the idea of doing that?
It was Peter Hopton, our MD. He is the driving engine behind our company.
Okay.
And the reason that we went with aluminium is when we were designing the Broadleaf, we actually sat down with all of the stakeholders. So the users, the resellers, the distributors, the recyclers who will be handling it at the end of life. And we actually, as a working group, it was decided that aluminium was by far the best material to use.
Okay. And so I presume this software, this Peekaboo, only works on Windows?
It does, yes.
Okay, why does that always happen? Why is it always that something cool like that only gets brought out on Windows?
It's because our developer is used to developing in Windows.
That's no excuse. You should have a Mac developer as well. I really like that. I think that's a really good touch. I mean, at the end of the day, and the reason why I say about Mac is that most Mac machines now come with a webcam integrated. Just makes an obvious step for, you know, like to talk about that sort of stuff. It'd be good to sell your stuff by actually releasing an application for the Mac that turns off the monitor on the Mac if you're nowhere near it. Do you get what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and it has been touted to Joe, the developer, on many occasions.
Okay, give me Joe's email. I'll just keep spamming him until he writes it. I think it's great. I think it's a great product. Well done for bringing it out. Is it a motherboard in there, or
no,
is it just a blank thing?
This is okay. Just an empty shell so that we can do a show and tell.
You see on the ecologist stand,
yep,
in operation.
Okay. And your name is?
Colin.
Colin
McCarthy.
What do you
doing,
Colin?
All right. Sales.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm developing a channel to sell this to the general public and
businesses.
Okay,
how are you developing that channel? Are you using social networks? Are you using Twitter? Are you using Facebook?
Yeah, of course, Twitter. That's a big one. But hitting the phones as well. And, you know, lots of PR. Yeah. Green PR is the best.
So if a company, let's take an average company who's got these beige PCs sitting in the corner of the room, they haven't upgraded their machines for years. Mm. Would you do discount on like 10 of those?
Wouldn't need to. At the moment, we have the only PCs in the world that qualify for the Carbon Trust Loan Scheme. Right, so we could actually replace the PCs that they've got, and the Carbon Trust will advance them their four-year energy savings.
That's amazing.
And they pay that back to the Carbon Trust monthly over 4 years, so it actually costs them nothing.
See, I learn something new every day. That should be massive. We should be talking about that all over Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll help you with that. Yeah. I'll give you some details. I'll help you with that stuff.
Appreciate it.
I think it's a great product. Yeah, Berry PC on stand 57 at UK Aware. It's down at Olympia 2. If you want some free tickets, just give me a tweet back and we'll sort it out. Thank you very much, guys.
It's our pleasure. Nice one.